Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to another fabulous show here with Joseph DeLuca as giving global exposure business with JDL. Today, I'd like to welcome my fabulous special guest, Greg Glander. I do believe I already have him online. Greg, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, Joseph. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. How is your lovely Wednesday?
Wednesday has been a little hectic, I will say, but all in all, it's going to end up pretty awesome, I have to say. And I also just want to say, I know you have quite a listenership, and I just want to say good evening to all of your listeners tonight.
Absolutely. We welcome all our great listeners out there in the World Wide Web and those that are turning in. So, Greg, go ahead and tell us all about your beautiful author and your practitioner that I see you have listed here on this fine evening show with us on this fabulous Wednesday and telling us a little bit about your background, your journey, and thus forth.
Yes, absolutely. Well, basically, I'm on a mission. Like you said, I am an author and what I call a self-empowerment coach. And my mission really is to wipe out anxiety and enable Las Vegas to eliminate all their anxieties, really, and to realize their ultimate results. So, you know, basically what I do is I empower people, really, to break out of their obstacles and really help them propel themselves to whatever their ultimate results are, you know, to achieve their purpose, find their purpose, prosperity, and even emotional freedom. And so that's what I'm all about.
I got it. And overall, I can elaborate very well with getting people out of their shell. I know how that is. And I basically changed that realm a little bit. So it's good to see that I have someone that is speaking right along the lines of our expertise in getting these people out of their shell and getting out there. And, you know, I was shy once. For me to do a show like this, I would never think of doing in a million years. So what about
Yes, absolutely. I was in the same boat too, and I've come quite a long way from what I like to call the past Greg. So who you're talking to tonight is definitely not the same Greg as the past Greg of some years ago.
Same here. So give me a little bit about your background of your living and such.
Well, basically, I do come from a background of, you know, I really had some inner blocks and challenges. I lived with a lack of basic confidence and sense of self. I basically lived with habitual self-doubt. And I always was really getting mired down into the weeds of all the hows of doing things that you know, to get me to accomplish other things. And I find that when I work with people, that's one of the common traits is people really get mired down. And the first thing they think about is, well, how would I ever do that? I can't even see how I would accomplish that. So that's one of the things that I help people lay down. I lay down what I call actionable and achievable action lists. And it kind of helps break the overwhelm too, you know.
Cool, right? So you kind of lay out, just like if you're building a house, you got to dig it out, form a little bit of a ground, build up the foundation, then comes the building, and then finally to be able to move in and fill it in with everything that you can fill it in with to coming to a happy home.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we lay down, you know, a basic framework. That way it helps give people a clear picture, because another trait that I find is lack of clarity. And when someone really, you know, is not clear on even what their goal is or even how to get to their goal, I find that it's very easy for their goals to just kind of, you know, go by the wayside or fall out the window. And what I do is I help we establish the steps. That way people can actually see the roadmap to what they're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. Well, I'll say it again. It's good to see that somebody is on that same mindset that I've been out there teaching people to kind of stepping, not so much just out of their shell, to reaching their goal, come to positive words rather than being negative. I mean, you could try to throw any negative word you wish to try to throw at me, and I'm going to turn it into a positive or take your mind off of what you just said to me. So
yes, actually, and that's actually that kind of goes across, you know, transformation work, but also, you know, success, wealth building, entrepreneurship. And one of the 101 points is as much as you can, and as much as you can, and ingrate that in your daily life, you always are on a mission to take a negative and somehow turn that into a positive, even mentally or emotionally or however you can. And that's 101 across different fields.
Correct. I've always said, you know, when there's a hurdle or a wall in front of you, you just either have to figure out how you're going to jump over that hurdle or get through that wall. Try not to, you know, get so hung up. I know a lot of people get hung up in many different ways, and every time I showed them that there is an answer, you just need to open your mind and allowing for that positive to come in rather than get so stuck in one spot and batting yourself over your head.
Yes.
It's just
And what you said was, I'm sorry, what you said right there, you know, in terms of allowing, you know, part of my studies and the things that I'm really so fascinated in and what has enables me to do what I do and what I bring to the table. You know, I went through, after I went through, you know, some years of transformation, I really delved into studies that just, and I'm still flabbergasted at, I love it. This, you know, universal laws, neuroscience, how the brain works, quantum physics, and that word that you used, allowing, that is such a key word in transformational work, success work, is like you just said, when a person is in a habit of keeping themselves stuck in problem, they're not allowing themselves to open up to thinking in terms of possibility. And that is one of the most important distinctions that I help people make in my work.
Absolutely fantastic. Where are you from, Greg?
I'm originally from Ohio, and then I moved around quite a bit, and then I went to San Diego for, I think, like 12 years, and then I've been here in Las Vegas for the past 6 or so years.
Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, thanks.
I've been here now for approximately 16 years. I moved here originally from Albany, New York, back in 2000. A few times, you know, I disappeared myself for a little bit. Traveled back to New York, Reno, California, Washington. So I've been kind of a little bit of here and there. I think now that coming out here, I was like, wow, this is truly a 24-hour town. It blew my mind. New York, I was just getting a little too tired of the cold weather.
I can imagine that, definitely.
And I would imagine Ohio, I drove through there, and I know what that weather is like as well.
Yes, so great. It's the same.
I see your beautiful platform that you have there that you introduced me to, your referral key. That is a fabulous, fabulous little platform you got there. Thus far, it seems to be right in tune to where I'm at. Elaborate a little bit. What brought you to the referral key?
Well, referral key, actually, I was invited through some people. I have quite some activity going and quite a following on LinkedIn. So I had gotten some invitations, and I just decided to try it out, and I put in a quick profile and built that, and then there was a quick little step to import your contacts and all your colleagues, and so that's how that got built. And I think with the referral key, just like LinkedIn, you can really quickly build quite a great network for yourself.
Absolutely. I can say from experience of using it myself, of being a user, thank you for showing that to me and inviting me in. That's been a really good pleasure and an honor to being accepted into that referral key. I did notice that, a lot of, like you just simply said, you press the key and all of a sudden, bam, my contacts were coming in from LinkedIn. I noticed that Facebook is there as well. It was pretty much another way of getting yourself out there and where the technology world is. So referral key seems to be doing exactly a very simplification of staying in contact with your contacts and hitting a target that those that are right in line in their business, either be a startup business or they're just looking to get themselves out there, have questions, of course, and of course, naturally, reconnect with a few folks that you haven't connected with in a while.
Yeah, and in some ways, from what I kind of see, sometimes it might be even a little quicker or easier to make contact or stay in contact on that platform, even more so than, like, say, maybe LinkedIn. And also, I just, as a side note, I thought I'd mention for your listeners out there, I don't know if you remember or realize this yourself, Joe, but actually, Joseph here was one of my first real supporters, and you were one of the first guys that actually started liking and actually commenting on some of my blog posts on LinkedIn when I really started cranking those out. And putting them on LinkedIn. So I just wanted to say, hey, thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. My key platform and my main goal was seeing everybody's success and sharing their success. As I said, that's something that I came to now that when I go out and I just simply say, your success is everybody's success. Reach out to somebody and doesn't take too long to say, hey, that's great. What I was trying to do is show excitement, showing off their excitement, and possibly, if anything, give them that excitement. Wow, hey, check that out. I decided to go that one step different from what the rest have done. Me, myself, personally, and I come from morals and values and not forgetting where I came from. So for me to get back to someone and seeing their success and seeing what they're doing and seeing they're still involved and know that they can reach out anytime, hey, how you been? Great. Beautiful. Hey, great business. Love it. Nice to know you. Throw some inspirational videos, thoughts. Photos of the day, get their mind cranking a little bit, get taken a little bit out of the realm. So thank you. That was a great way of coming in for sure. I probably have followers all over between either being referral key, LinkedIn, Facebook, and a few other areas. So thank you for that,
uh-huh.
Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love the work that you do, and I love that you have such a powerful radio show, and you're able to, have people who are maybe entrepreneurs, or they have companies, or they have businesses, or they're trying to start out, and I just love the way that you give those people a platform to say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do. So, I think that's a great thing, especially for the Las Vegas community. You have like a really awesome, powerful show. I just can't say enough of that. I've checked it out quite a lot. So,
well, thank you for that. And that's exactly why I built it out for everybody worldwide. I mean, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, naturally, again, giving back to everybody, you know, seeing that I'm here locally in Las Vegas, Nevada. Anytime that I'm out on my events or when they have an event, I try to throw them support, you know, give them a few couple shout outs. And that's why I built this platform, for them to come out. So all your listeners now for coming in and listening in, you know, this is right there in the platform for you. Facebook, Twitter, and of course, naturally iTunes, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio has been a very experiential opportunity for myself in allowing me to do what I to do. So if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do what I was doing, as well as you, Greg, for me to do and extend out what it is that you do so well. And again, sharing everybody's success at that point.
Yes, definitely. And what I do is, I have to say, is a passion. I'm extremely driven. And there's actually just a quick little bit about, like you mentioned, my background and what's happened, things I've been through. That one particular event that just has really propelled me and has so driven me on my mission to help others and be of value and service and to reach out as much as I can and use platforms as much as I can is late last year. I had quite a near-death episode, and not to be too dramatic, but they found a massive, what they call a massive blood clot in my lungs. Mm. And so I got to the hospital, and they kind of found that, and I was told later by none other than no less than three different doctors that came in to, they wanted to stress to me how close I was to checking out, and that they were really surprised at how I even was able to, you know, wake up by myself that morning when I passed out. So there was definitely some intervention going on there. I kind of ran into a lot of scary moments, from what I'm told, when I blacked out, even through surgery, and after surgery, I stopped breathing and everything. And so that really was a wake-up call. And it really, you know, I was building my practice. I was building my coaching. But after that, I was determined. I said, you know, I'm going to do something so powerful, so impactful. So what I did was I designed and created a whole new way of coaching people. And a traditional way of coaches, how they do things, is they'll do like what they call a one-off, which is one session, or maybe a set of three sessions. But that really doesn't enable me to give my full value. So what I did was I designed and created a whole new platform, and it's called Expanded Elements Coaching. And I have three different levels currently right now. And what they do is they do two things. My whole mission with that, I had basically an outline of just 2 points. One, enable me to give my fullest value, because I couldn't do that. I couldn't really get people to get the results, let's say, even in just a matter of three sessions. I mean, that was impossible. And they weren't getting the results. And then it just kind of was like this mediocrity kind of thing, you know, mediocre. And nothing really came of that. So what I did was, with these programs, what I do is I've implemented where I have 4 calls plus 3 or 4, like, mini calls throughout the week, what I call help, I'm stuck calls. And then what I've also done is so that people can actually keep going during the week and have more impact besides just the one-on-one time with me, I've developed PDFs, audios. I can even do videos. And sometimes I can even, you know, kind of tailor that exactly to what's going on with each individual. So I can they kind of customize. So it enables me to give fullest value, but number 2, enables the client to really reach their ultimate result. It gives them a way to really get the full value and really empower themselves by working with me. And I think I've been pretty successful with that. So like I said, I have three of them right now. And what's been kind of interesting is there's basically two of them that have seemed to do the best. I'll just go through all three of them briefly. One is a monthly retainer coaching program, and that's just simply called Breaking the Chains of Anxiety and Becoming Empowered. The second level is what I call my Expanded Elements Goals Realization Program. Now, that is a lot more extensive, a lot more tools, a lot more materials in terms of, you know, MP3s, audios, videos, done-for-you, evaluator templates, weekly calendar, you know, things like that I've built in. And along with that second level, I give people options. There's a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day package. So that really helps people. That has been one of the best ones. And the third level is what I call Accelerated Goals and Strategy Design VIP Day. And that's done really well, too. So I'm very proud of that. And like I said, I'm so driven. I'm on such a mission that I still kind of feel like I'm still just beginning, you know. But those programs have done very well, and I wanted to give a shout out about those to all your listeners. So,
absolutely, and I'm glad you threw that out there. I always encourage people to throw out their passions and go after that dream that they built. It's just like watching your little baby grow up, or seeing your better wing as you bring it up and you just build it from ground up. Every day is a learning curve. I do know that.
yes, every day.
More things on,
you start over every day.
every single day. I tell that people time and time and time again. Within a second, within the next day, so, you know, there's always something new. So, you know, it's fabulous to see what you have created. It's great that you have such a passion and drive. The waking of the call, of course, naturally is, you know, the looking positive of the where you were laid in up and for a while did there in the hospital. The positive side of that is look with what you have created and what you're bringing out to the world. Beautiful way to come back. Beautiful way to think, nope, not ready yet.
I'm not ready yet.
Yet.
I'm not ready yet. I'm still just beginning.
Greg, if somebody needs to get a hold of you or contact with you, what's the best way to reach you or contact you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. One is people can go to the website, which is simply greggalandercoaching.com. Or they can easily email me at greg@greglandercoaching.com. What's going on right now is one of the pages, we're having to do some updating in the site. So one of the sales pages is down, but they can still go see all the other pages of the site. There's an About Me page, the contact, and the home page. It gives you a lot of what I'm about and what I do. So, again, it's greggalandercoaching.com, or they can simply email me, greg@greggalandercoaching.com. And I think we're going to throw up a link to a page that actually people can register, because what I'm doing is I like to hold what I call breaking through barriers calls. Mm. They're very informal, and it's a free consultation call, which it's more of an instruction call. I don't even like to call it consultation, but I really get to talk to people, and they can tell me, you know, everyone can tell me, okay, what are their challenges and what are their goals? And we discuss all the options. I even do some teaching on that call. So I think it's kind of a long link, greggalandercoaching.com/breaking-through-barriers-introductory, and those words are broken up with dashes, but I think that link might be put up on the page later on for the playback. So people can also go and register for a free call with me, and we get to talk.
Great, great. To the, all the exciting, to all the listeners, is when we break off on this beautiful call for today. I'm going to go ahead and close it out for the time being. But I wish for you to come. Great for having you come back again.
Thank
we
you.
We look forward to hearing your other much more successes. So to all my great listeners that are out there in the World Wide Web here in through either Blog Talk Radio and or Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and of course, naturally, iTunes. Feel free to download this episode. It will be available 24/7 for all you listeners out there, including yourself, Ray. So go ahead and share this with all your contacts and those that go ahead and give Greg Glender a beautiful shout-out. Give him a few likes. Drop them a few comments while you're in there, too. Tell them, hey, that was a great show you did. That was a great way of breaking out, coming out, and saying hello. And, of course, naturally, visit his website as well. Get together, get to know each other, and it always comes to a beautiful day. I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Greg, it was a pleasure. I look forward
it was a pleasure,
to hearing
man. Thank
from you.
You
again. You're very much
yes.
welcome. You have a great evening.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.